Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now we're heading to Rewalker in the Tasman district with Cosmo Kentish Barnes. He's with Jordan Porpata and Kahu Birdling at Thomas Brothers Orchard. Both were finalists in last year's Nelson Young Grower of the Year competition. They've got promising futures in the hort industry.
Jordan, how big is this orchard and what do you grow here?
We'd have about 150 hectares all up of cherries, apples and kiwi fruit. We have got at least 75 hectares of apples, if not more. And I'm not too sure about the kiwi fruit side of things, but it is a very big operation.
What's your role here?
I supervise out here, and there's a variety of duties on a daily basis, but I generally make sure everyone's on track with what they've been told to do.
So do you have a team?
Yes, so I definitely have a team. I've got a team of probably about, in harvest I'll have a team of about 20 Vanuatuan boys, and they will be picking away on ladders.
Yes.
They're very good workers, so it makes my job a lot easier.
Are they a part of the RSE scheme?
Yeah, they're part of the RSE scheme. We'll have two lots of boys come in, one just before the apple harvest to help us thin all the apples off and take that workload down a little bit, and then we'll have a second load come in just before kiwi fruit harvest, and they will help us pick all the kiwi fruit.
And Kahu, what do you do here?
Hi, I'm Kahu. I am a supervisor in the kiwi fruit on the off season, so I'm not harvest. I'll be pruning and thinning and etc. in the kiwi fruit, and then in the pack house time when it's harvest time, I'm supervising in the apple pack house.
What is happening at the moment?
At the moment, we're out thinning gold kiwi fruit, and we're taking all the smalls off and cosmetic thinning. So we're taking all the ugly fruit off, basically, and keeping the pristine ones.
What's your journey? How did you first get into this industry?
My mum's ex-partner, he was working on the orchard at the time, and he got me signed up in there, and I started thinning when I was 16. Yeah.
And you've never looked back?
Pretty much, yeah.
So you're kind of working your way up?
Yeah, slowly trying to work my way up and get some more paper behind me and yeah.
Do you do what, leadership courses and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we do a lot of courses. We recently did a first aid course again, which was really cool. And we've got another leadership course coming up this Friday, actually.
What sort of things do you cover in those leadership courses?
Just how to manage my job better and how to manage people better. It's just basically working on yourself to make the crew work better. Yeah.
And tell me about the Thomas Brothers, because this orchard has been going for a while, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Yeah. Now they're awesome. They're so cool. Very welcoming and non-judgmental. And yeah, they, as soon as they seen me and seen that I was keen, they got me into higher level jobs and just constantly pushed me further and pushed me into places that I didn't think I'd be capable of doing, especially with the young grower, with public speaking and things like that. I didn't think I'd be able to do that. And from doing that, it's opened up so much different doors that I didn't think was possible.
Jordan, in terms of supervising, what are the most challenging parts about working in a big orchard like this?
I would have to say seeing my workers upset is probably the hardest thing, to be fair. I don't like people coming to work and not feeling like they can perform. It's good to have a good relationship with people and know what's going on. I think that's the hardest part, yeah.
Yeah, how about you, Kahu?
I think the hardest part is, for me, is in the pack house when there's a lot of stresses going on. Everyone's got a lot happening at once, but you want to be able to help people out that could be not at the in the best headspace, and it's really hard to do that because everyone is trying to make this work and make it is it's yeah. full on. It can be really full on, so it's just trying to juggle that and make sure that everyone's all good.
I guess doing those leadership courses helps you to manage those difficult situations.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. I took a lot away from last year's management course, so that definitely helped me a lot.
And how many people roughly work for Thomas Brothers?
I wouldn't have a clue. I know that there's a lot.
I have to say we probably employ around about 70 REC workers
a
year.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And then we'd have foreigners come in from Argentina and France and Malaysia.
Backpackers.
Yes, yeah.
Do they just turn up and ask if there's any work?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And throughout like the thinning seasons, pruning seasons, we've got a big disease problem in apples at the moment, which is canker, so we've been trying to cut down on that. And so we've got quite a few employees hammering down on that at the moment.
For people who aren't familiar with that disease, what is canker and how do you deal with it?
It's a European strain and it's been introduced to New Zealand for quite some time now, but it's a pathogen that can lie in the ground for many years, but it can travel the spores for up to 50 kilometres in the right atmosphere, and it can wilt and affect your fruit, cause rots in fruit, eye rot, black spot. It's basically just a cancer for trees.
How do you deal with it?
We have to cut back to clean flesh. So the canker will be quite dark and black, and it will appear as though it's wilting and the tree's not healthy. So you cut that back to clean flesh, and we put a prune seal on it. And it just seals the wound, and it's also got a bacterial property in it that will take away that fungus.
So you have to go through all the orchards and do this?
Yes, so we've got a crew of about 20 people that go through, cut off branches, and then we've got a crew of about 4 that will go behind afterwards and grind out any lesions in the trunk, as you can't really cut them out. The ones in the trunk are the biggest, and the ones up the top, as when it rains, it just seeps down through the tree and affects the rest of it. I mean, if we didn't have our biosecurity team working full-time, well then a lot of our orchards wouldn't be here.
And on that topic, at the Hort Awards, you won the Biosecurity Award.
I did. I won Biosecurity, and that was very, I guess, enlightening, because that was one thing that I didn't think I would get very far in. So that was awesome to hear my name called out.
Did you win a prize?
Yes, and Steve, my boss, actually awarded it to me. But I've still got to use it. I've got a canyoning experience at the Abel Tasman, so that will be cool.
Wow.
Definitely have to use that sometime soon.
Yeah.
Kahu, what do you do when you're not working here at the orchard?
Oh gosh, I do pole classes and silk classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and that's heaps of fun. That's awesome. And I stay at a caravan up in the valley next to the river. It's so beautiful. It's surrounded by just gorgeous scenic views and walks, and we're pretty lucky to live around here.
And Jordan, how about you?
I like getting out and doing a little bit of camping and fishing. It's always been a big passion. Just definitely like being outdoors and yeah.
We are standing in an apple orchard now behind one of the pack houses. Tell me about these apples here. What variety are they?
We've got Koru through here. They're probably still another couple of years of full production, but they're looking good and quite healthy. It's got a good crop load on it at the moment. So
yes. Where does all the fruit go to that's grown here?
All of it goes through the pack house, and then it'll get deciphered whether it's grade 1, which is export quality, grade 2, or local market.
The fruit that's grown here is eaten by people all over the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's crazy to see the people from those countries coming here to help us produce the fruit that they eat, so that's quite cool.
Yeah.
Behind us, a large truck has arrived at the pack house. What's that picking up or dropping off?
It looks like, to me, it's dropping off a load of gravel.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2-tipper trailers. Lots of pathways getting redone because of wheel ruts and from the season before when we pick, it's generally quite muddy and a lot of tractors going through the rows makes it pretty messy, so lots of cleanup.
Has any harvesting started yet?
Not yet.
No, we will have a new variety that we will be harvesting very shortly, within the next couple of weeks.
It's called the Redhead, eh?
Yeah, RV14.
Yeah.
So an early apple variety.
Yeah, it's a newer early apple variety, and we've, by the sounds of it, got one of the biggest plantations in the southern hemisphere of the RV14, very new variety. So it'll be very interesting to have that picked. There's not very much there. It's one of the first years that it's in production.
And Kahu, are there any new kiwi fruit varieties this year?
Yeah, there is. We've just planted out some red kiwi fruit this year. And so that's very exciting. We've ripped out a whole block and replanted. And it's looking really beautiful in there at the moment.
And structures and stuff going up for it. It's looking quite complete now.
It is. Yeah. It's looking wicked.
Red kiwi fruit.
Red kiwi fruit.
Yeah, I feel as though red may have been an older strain of kiwi fruit that's come back around as well.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah. They're quite small and they're crossed with raspberries. Berries, I think, or something like that.
Yeah. Nice red flesh.
Yeah. How delicious.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to young people listening to this who are thinking of entering the horticultural industry?
Oh, just go for it. There's so many different jobs that are available. You'll be surprised. It's not just picking and packing. Just show your people that you're keen on it and you'll be surprised at how far you can go.
Yes, lots of opportunities, whether you're into machinery or just actually growing a good crop or the science behind the biology. You could go anywhere in the industry and it's just really eye-opening to see marketing, anything like that, you know.
What's the first step young people should take?
Just go in and see your local orchardist or whoever you think you would like to go and work for. Family businesses are very welcoming and they're very non-judgmental. You could have a pretty rough past and they'd still welcome you like anybody else, so don't be afraid, jump into it.
That was Jordan Paupata. Cosmo was also chatting with Kahu Birdling at Thomas Brothers Orchard in Rewaka.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.